New Hampshire schools are trying to keep track of kids learning remotely. And if students are chronically absent, the school has a few options. Call the parents, send a school employee to knock on their door, or call the state's Child Protective Services. As NHPR Sarah Gibson reports, that last option is becoming more popular as the pandemic drags on.
Demetrius Soros has a tough job investigating reports of potential child neglect or abuse in Manchester for the state's Division of Children, Youth, and Families, known as DCYF. These days, he's getting lots of reports from schools worried about educational neglect, kids not logging onto their remote classes, and their parents also falling off the map.
Basically, by the time ed neglect report comes to my desk, you know, the school district has exhausted all these efforts, whether it's calls, emails, letters, visits to the home. There's just been a lack of engagement with the family.
Soros's job is to track these families down and figure out what's going on. Because of the pandemic, a lot of his work is over the phone and FaceTime. And what he finds is rarely neglect. It's the typical struggles of remote learning, problems with bad tech.
Say the family can't afford internet, they got Wi-Fi or connectivity issues, issues with the equipment.
In other families, both parents are working, so grandparents without internet skills are overseeing online school. Or take one of Soros' recent cases, where a mom was just at her limit.
You know, a single parent household, and that parent was literally like, I just can't get them to log on. I can't get them to stay logged on.
Soros says he only manages to connect with about half of the families with reports on them. When he does, he loops in the school guidance counselor or social worker to get students in a tutoring program or reconnected to teachers. Soros says he's never seen this volume of educational neglect complaints. And DCYF director Joseph Ribsom says there's an obvious connection between ed neglect and schools teaching in a hybrid or remote model. Via Zoom, he shows me a color-coded line graph.
You know, the data on the prior 2 years is pretty steady year to year, and then this year it goes haywire.
This past December, the state received twice as many complaints about ed neglect as it had in prior years. Complaints of older students with truancy issues also skyrocketed. Ribsom gets why schools are turning to them in desperation, but he says reporting a potentially neglectful parent or truant student to the state isn't always a good solution. For some families, it can feel like the school just called the cops on you.
I think what really becomes challenging is that these people are looking to the child protection system to be able to resolve a problem that probably really needs to be resolved at a different level. We're the group to call when there's a crisis. And that's not quite what this is, at least in most of these cases.
Absenteeism might not be a crisis, but several districts I spoke to say Child Protective Services is an essential tool when all else fails. Take the Franklin School District, which is in a hybrid teaching model. It's seen the largest increase in truancy reported to the state this year. Superintendent Dan LaGallo says DCYF has helped get students back in school.
It's frustrating, but I would also say to you that we've been actually very successful in that 70 to 80% of the kids that we were working with have actually turned it around. So I'm pleasantly surprised and optimistic.
DCYF may work well, but there's another option, social workers with local nonprofits who don't carry the stigma of state intervention. One of them is Erin Pettengill in Laconia. She and her staff are fielding a lot of calls from districts concerned about chronically absent students. Her goal, intervene before schools call the state. In the past, she says, they could build relationships with families in person at a neighborhood barbecue, for example. Contact these days.
In some cases, it is just going up to a window and working with the family that way, or going outside and going sledding with the child to just give them that socialization piece. But it's just a hard time. It is such a hard time.
Everyone trying to track down absent students agrees. The best solution is to beat the pandemic and reopen school buildings fully. But until then, communities will have to work extra hard to get some families the support they need. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.